This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, we have found ourselves making it through one way or the other to the end of the month of June. It's June 30th, Tuesday, here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you. We are here bold-faced and ready to go. So Jennifer wasn't here yesterday. You want to tell us the story about what happened before we really get indulged in some other, or steeped in some... and some other virus stuff. What happened?
I had every intention of being here yesterday. I did my prep. I went to sleep early. I tried to go to sleep early, about 8 o'clock. And, I tossed and turned, which just led to my problems. And I had finally, actually gone to sleep around 11 o'clock. About 11:30, I hear this huge noise. Bam. And then the most crazy shrieking scream that you have ever heard in your life. Like, it's still in my brain just how haunting this weird scream was. And I, at that moment, I had, woke up and I thought, oh, my God, someone just shot someone outside my window. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like a bang. And it's funny how things run through your mind really fast, because how many times have we been talking about the fireworks that have been going off across the country? And my dad and I had this conversation over the weekend that firecrackers or fireworks echo and gunshots do not. And I hear this straightforward bam and this scream. And in that 10 seconds that I woke up, I thought, somebody just got shot. So I actually even rolled out of my bed so I could stay away from the window, and I went to the center of my house because I thought, there's somebody shooting outside. And I called my mom, like every good girl does.
Mommy!
And I just said, I wasn't panicking. I said, Mom, I just want someone to know, because I knew she would answer. And I said, I want someone to know, I think someone's shooting outside the window. I'm going to go check it out, but I just want you to know, right?
What was her response?
Her response was, oh, my God, be careful.
Yeah.
So, and keep in mind, and this is where I think, I have a gun at home. I own a firearm, but it doesn't occur to, because I don't ever want to have to use it. That wasn't the first thing that I went to. And I think it's important when we talk about people who own guns responsibly, it's not the first thing that everybody's going to go and grab, you know? So I went to my front door and I opened it up, and that was when I heard the screaming. And it sounded like someone was being chased, like two voices screaming at each other. I went, okay, what's going on? So I went back into my bedroom to peek out the window, and I saw a car. So then it made sense to me. I'm like, okay, there's a car involved with this. So I started trying to piece it all together, and kind of sat in my room listening through the window it went on for 2 hours. There's no way you go back to sleep. There's a lot of noise. There were sirens. Paramedics came. The police came. Then eventually the tow trucks came. It was just very noisy and right in front of my bedroom window where my fence was. In fact, had this guy gone any further, he would have come right through my fence, probably into my wall. So I piece it all together, and basically what I think had happened, and it turns out I'm a pretty good forensic detective, is that there were people walking on the streets, and a guy, obviously going way too fast, he struck a pedestrian, and that was the scream, and took off on foot. So...
left his car there and just ran away.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. And he hit him so hard, that the airbag was deployed.
That's nuts. I've never even heard of that. That's crazy.
Especially because I'm literally on a corner by a school where there's a stop sign. So there's no way that you would blow through that fast from a stop sign on. This person obviously blew through the stop sign and then took off. And so what I didn't know, and I found out yesterday from my neighbor, is that actually what I probably heard with the voices screaming is that one of my neighbors took off after this guy and actually caught him and convinced him to come back. Apparently, he was drunk driving. It was his third, it would have been his third drunk driving arrest. Wow. And he was trying to take off. And they convinced him to go back. So he was actually arrested at the scene. And, yeah, I don't know. It was just the was
he drunk?
It was just, yeah. And he it was his third drunk driving offense, which is why he had taken off.
So, all right.
The, didn't stop at the corner. The scariest thing was leaving yesterday, as I pulled out of my driveway, the guy stopped so hard that the rubber from his tires was actually, like, burned into the asphalt. There's, like, asphalt scarring right in front of my house. And he had run through someone's trash can because it was trash night. So there was, like, a broken trash can that he just destroyed. And all of this trash laying, it was really eerie trying to leave the house yesterday morning. It was a very strange thing. So I probably got a couple hours, 2 hours sleep maybe yesterday, 2.5. It was, yeah. So if I'm slurring today, it's because of that. Not because of the vodka and my Cheerios, I promise.
All right. So now facing, not because of that, but looking around in the most of the seven Southern California counties, L.A. County, specifically, and a bunch of them around there, have the counties have been shut down. The bars have been shut down because of the increase in people who go into these places and they don't wear their masks. And
I call a little hooey on that. I actually think we're seeing the spike from the protests because. Okay. You have thousands of people who took part in the protests. Maybe half of them will be kind. Maybe half of them were wearing masks. Nobody was social distancing. And I don't know, to tack it on the bars, it's
but part
it's
of it,
rough.
Though, they've done contact tracing in New York and
but
New Jersey and Florida. And so
yeah, but
I
guess
do
what they won't ask?
That.
They won't ask if you've been to a protest during the contact tracing.
Why?
Well, it's been so specific, though, with so many cases where 14 specific people sat at a bar for 3 hours and all of them are positive. I agree, the protests obviously is going to have some sort of effect on the spikes. But, in New Jersey, on Thursday, we were supposed to open up indoor dining at reduced capacity, and the governor said, forget it, we're not bothering now. That's on hold. Because it's just, until we get a really better idea, better picture of how fast this spreads when you're indoors without ventilation, I don't know. I don't feel safe going indoors for any dining or any long period of time.
The reason that I question it is because, and I don't know if they do contact tracing differently on the East Coast or the West Coast. I know for a fact that in California, the part of the contact tracing is they are not allowed to ask you if you've been to a protest. So anytime
Why?
They're contact, because they're, it's political. So anytime they're contact tracing, they're not, the person who's doing it is not allowed to ask the subject if they've been to a protest.
I'm going to look into that in New York and New Jersey, because I don't know that Governor Cuomo, who started the contact tracing, I don't think that would be something he would avoid far as questioning, you know?
I promise you that
New York is so densely populated.
Yeah, I promise you that's what's happening in California. That's one of the issues. And the reason why I don't believe it in the bars is because our bars have only been open for 5 days. So, and that's at best. Bars just opened up. So it's hard for me to believe that the amount of people who surged bars, which I don't believe is really happening here, is causing an outbreak. It makes much more sense to me that it's coming from the people who protested. That's why the number is, it's like over 50% of the new cases are in young people, because those are the people who are out there marching. I don't know. It's an uphill sell for me to try to convince me that it's happening in bars, because I don't believe that people are going to bars. I don't even believe they were open for them to go to.
I think they're going
in
to bars.
In other states, they are,
I
though.
Yeah.
But I'm
bars.
Talking specifically about California. Where
oh,
they just
right.
Shut
no,
down.
I think you're totally right about California. Yeah. And bars
right,
aren't open yet in New York. So, yeah. It has
let's
to be
move
other
to Florida, where there's been a surge of cases. So the measures that have been taken include closing down the beaches for this weekend. This is 4th of July weekend.
Because
doing
there's
the same
no
thing.
Greater way to tell you that you are not really free than shutting down the beaches.
Yeah. More than 50 people? Uh-uh. Parades? Uh-uh. The Department of Business and Professional Regulation banning the consumption of alcohol in bars. That will keep people from going into bars, probably. Florida has seen a huge surge. A single day, 9,600 confirmed cases. 14,000 people have required hospitalization in Florida since March. And what's the number in California?
I've really gotten into this. I've really gotten into this mode right now where I just don't think, no, I don't think anything that we do is really going to stop people from getting this. And I think people are lying to us that a vaccine is going to work to 100%.
I don't think a vaccine is going
to
work at all.
I don't think
that. I think this is something that's, this is something that's here to stay and that we're going to have to figure out how to operate around. And that's just it. It's
the wearing of masks to prevent it has become a pretty sensitive topic. That's for sure. Some states mandate it. Some states don't. The early advice about mask wearing does seem to make sense to protect others. I don't know that it does much for you.
You know, it does. Anyway. If droplets are heading your way, it lands on the mask and not on your face or your nose. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But the vaccine thing, I think we all agree on that. We were speaking to, over the weekend, we have several friends of the family who are doctors, and they all have said there's no way that even if they do come up with a vaccine,
it's mutating.
It's going to be like the flu shot.
Yeah, the percentage of it actually being,
mutated.
There's no Ebola. There's no HIV vaccine.
I just got a new box of masks, and I've told you, I don't like the masks, but I will wear them to be polite because I think they make other people feel better, and so I will wear them when I'm out in public because I'm trying to, you know, do my part, make people feel better, fine. But on the box, but listen to this. The box of masks I just purchased will not prevent coronavirus or other diseases. So then why the hell are we wearing these masks if they say they are not going to protect you against the coronavirus?
That's a liability thing, though, because if you're wearing it and you still get it,
you understand
your eyes,
how that makes someone like me go, really? What are we doing here?
But yeah, I get that. That's a liability label.
Well, I see also a question and a real question about the drug remdesivir.
Why is that so hard for you?
I don't know.
You're a phonetic speller.
I know I am.
That's not hard. You taught English. You probably taught phonetics.
Here's the thing. The price has been announced. The cost is $3,120 for a typical patient if you have private insurance. The dosage cost would be $520 if you have, it depends on the insurance that you have. But the amount for the $3,120 is for five day treatment, right? If it's $520,
I'd say bill me.
Yeah, right.
Insurance covers it, I think, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it covers most of it. But is this stuff going to work? And back to the question about why it is that we're putting down the Z-Pak and hydrochlorazine without
hydroxychloroquine.
Why are we putting that down? That costs about $20 a treatment.
If you're in, I can only speak to New York, New Jersey doctors that I've spoken to, but that they are using that treatment for certain cases. So, and it is inexpensive, you're right. But remdesivir, the Trump administration has bought 500,000 doses of it now for the fall. They're stocking up on it because it's like Tamiflu, and it's been study after study has shown it reduces the duration of coronavirus. And so the hydroxychloroquine does not have the same study results. And in Europe, it's also there are studies now that are showing that it's not as effective as that first French group says. So I don't know, but remdesivir seems everyone can agree on that one.
I just think that wearing the masks is polite and social distancing makes sense. And other than that, I think all the rest of it is baloney. Here's a way for you to get a better night's rest, because most of you have been spending a lot of time at home. The time now to join millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep by using MyPillow pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free. That's the pricing on most MyPillows at MyPillow.com using the DJV code. Roll, go, pillows, duvet covers, all that stuff. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. S'il vous plaît, 21 after the hour.
C Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
It's 23 after here on the DJV program. Every hour of our show, we have a musical focus for a few moments, and it's in this portion of the program, this position of the hour, that we get to it. Country singer Chase Rice gets us started. He responded to the criticism that he got after performing a concert that appeared to lack proper social distancing measures. He headlined an outdoor show over the weekend for 1,000 fans at the Brushy Mountain State Penitentiary, which is an old historical prison concert venue in Tennessee. Photos from the event, video of his performance, showing people clustered together near the front of the stage, and that certainly sparked an uproar on social media, with fans and even other artists lambasting him for putting the health of his fans at risk. Kelsey Ballerini, for example, called him selfish. Will Hoagie,
Hodge.
Said that Rice and Chris Jansen, who also headlined a festival in Idaho, should be embarrassed. Chase posted a video saying, "I understand there's a lot of varying opinions on how it works with live music crowds and what all works, what it looks like. Moving forward," Rice said, "that the focus will be on fan safety. You people are everything to me, so your safety is a huge, huge priority." He said his next concert, which is July 3rd in Ashland, Kentucky, will be staged in a drive-in sort of format. "The safer we are now, the quicker we get to the actual normal live shows, which I know we all want. Please go by the rules." So I suppose he didn't do that beforehand. I guess I'm
I don't know. I wish he would have just said this. "I chose to give a performance and to move on to serve my fans, and I gave them the opportunity to show up if they'd like to. And that's it. Why do we have to apologize and back off and do all of that stuff? Just say, you know what, I chose to do it, and here are the people that chose to come. Sorry, Maren. Sorry, Kelsey. Sorry it made you feel bad."
Well, there's a practical side again to this.
Yeah, I feel like it's a little more than that.
I'm not sure.
I'm all about personal freedom these days, and I think personal responsibility.
Yeah, fine. That's great for you. But what about what effect you have on other people? No.
What do you mean? I mean, isn't if everybody...
If you're breathing that crap out of your body and you're standing next to somebody, they're going to breathe it in.
Personal responsibility should be taking responsibility for your own actions.
I guess maybe I'm at the point...
impact you have on other people.
I just believe it's going to spread no matter what we do. I think we're all really silly for locking ourselves indoors.
I don't think guess what?
Even when we locked ourselves indoors, look at New York, it still spread, and it spread in a big way.
Because we didn't know it existed.
And maybe the incubation period is longer. Because we locked ourselves in for months, and the cases in New York were still spiking out of control. And everybody
was indoors.
Yeah, that's not the same. That's not how
it's not about sales. It's about me having an opinion, and you guys having an opinion,
exactly.
And we respect each other's opinion. I'm just saying, think about it this way. Are we ever, even under the most dire shutdown circumstances in New York, did the cases still spread
like
crazy?
Absolutely, totally flattened, and almost is now untraceable. But as soon as people go back out, the spike goes back up again. But that's not the timeline of what happened in New York. I mean, we can get into we're in music now, but that's not.
All right, let's talk about what happened this week in Nashville, because this week they're required to wear masks in public there, and failure to comply will earn you a misdemeanor citation. I'm not sure I agree with that approach, but anyway, one of the locals there encouraging people who live in Nashville to heed the mandate and mask up with a new parody song set to the tune of Man in Black, Johnny Cash's tune. Singer-songwriter Adam Kurtz transformed into the man in the mask instead of the man in black for the parody. Dressed in black, he descended on Nashville's Broadway Entertainment District to film a scrappy low-budget video for a song that, like Cash's, spells out all the reasons he wears what he does. For trips to the store, in support of healthcare workers, and for the elderly and immunocompromised. Let's listen to a little of this.
And I wear the mask in mourning for the lives that could have been. Each week we lose 1,000 fine young men and women and non-binary people, and I wear it for the hundreds of thousands who died.
On the day he filmed this, Nashville County had an increase of 350 new cases in 24 hours, which is obviously quite a lot for that area. So, food for thought on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With COVID-19 cases spiking once again, there have been some studies done that question whether a lockdown was necessary. Scientists studied both Utah and Colorado, states with similar demographics, and Dr. Ben Siegel spoke on Fox News about the results.
They looked at Utah versus Colorado, and those states, Utah did not lock down and Colorado did lock down. They found almost no difference, and they concluded that that big hit to the economy was not necessary with this huge across-the-board lockdown. So the point is here, we have to figure out a way to protect those most at risk. Nursing homes got creamed. 20 to 25% of all the deaths from COVID-19 in the United States are in nursing homes.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has surpassed 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University confirmed the worldwide cases have reached over 10 million. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Trump administration said that it will bar defense exports to Hong Kong and will soon require licenses for the sale of items to Hong Kong that have both civilian and military uses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced the step as China moved ahead with imposing new national security laws that many fear Beijing and the Chinese Communist Party will use to clamp down on the dissent in the former British territory. The administration has warned for weeks that it would take action to end special U.S. trade and commercial preferences Hong Kong had enjoyed since reverting to Chinese rule in 97. Among those perks was the ability for Hong Kong to import U.S. defense equipment that China is not allowed to. As America gets ready for the return of Major League Baseball, Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the reigning world champion Washington Nationals and Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks are opting out of the 2020 Major League season over concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. The season is scheduled to begin at the end of July. Zimmerman, writing for the Associated Press, said, "I have a three-week-old baby, and my mother has multiple sclerosis and is super high risk. So if I end up playing, I can pretty much throw out the idea of seeing her until weeks after the season is over." As part of Major League Baseball's planned 60-game season, players who are themselves considered high-risk can opt out of the 2020 season and still be credited for service time and receive their prorated salary. Players who are not high-risk but have pregnant wives or high-risk family members can also opt out, but they forfeit their salary and service time. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four at the hour on Tuesday, June 30th, on the DJV program. It's the week of vacation for lots of people. Number one vacation week, at least traditionally, has been this week. Well, it's kind of a split thing because it's a weekend deal, so it could be this week, could be next week. But a lot of people this year doing things differently for a vacay, that's for sure. This is the DJV show, here to celebrate whatever we can, the best we can, about the history and heritage of our country, what's going on today, what went on then. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate during the course of the week. Victoria Keelan is here, of course, as well. I'm Doug Steffen. The best and the worst of government. We tend to make the government a pariah sometimes, and sometimes there is well-intentioned activity, sometimes not. A couple of different examples. This is something I don't even begin to understand, how tone-deaf the people at the FCC are and how the White House lets them get away with increasing the regulatory fees on broadcasters at a time when most broadcasters' income is down 40 to 50 to 60%. How stupid. How can you even...
Do they figure they can increase the fees because they're allowing Chinese investors in?
I feel maybe that's it. Maybe that's it.
I mean, I agree with you. Those are two horrible decisions.
I mean, what in the world are you thinking over there? And how can you...
Verizon guy.
It's the Verizon guy. the guy who's the chairman came from Verizon. But come on, are you that tone deaf? That's the best example. I mean, I don't even know what other expression to use. How to explain or come up with a rationale for determining increases in fees on a there are going to be 4, 5, 6 major bankruptcies before the end of the year in broadcast circles, radio and television. And so the commission is going to proceed with its proposed regulatory fee increases. They jeopardize the ability of broadcasters to stay in business. Why did you just give them all hundreds of many of the broadcast companies did the same thing as everybody else did, do the PPP? So you just gave them money to try to keep their business going. Does anybody on the right hand know what the left hand is doing? I guess that's probably my question.
Can I also add one more element of speculation? And you know, Ajit Pai is not my favorite person. I think he makes terrible decisions as in that
role.
Well,
he shouldn't be making them on his own. He's just the chairman.
Right.
It shouldn't be that he's bullying the vote. But go ahead.
I think he's pretty heavy-handed. I follow him pretty closely in terms of what they, you know, in tech news and what they're doing. He's a total techie. Techies do not listen to the radio. He is, I guarantee, if you asked him the last time he turned the radio on, he'd probably make a joke about being in a rental car. These are not
radio. So what the hell is he doing? He's chairman of the FCC,
right.
Then.
That's my point.
That's my question.
That's my point. This is a tech guy who is not a radio person. He's not a TV guy either. So, he's the type of person who thinks that Quibi is like the next huge thing when the rest of the world's kind of like, Quibi's not that great. So he is just so far into the tech realm that radio and broadcast mean nothing to him. That's my speculation, just based on what I've read about him and his quotes and the things that he talks about and the projects and stuff that he wants to put money behind. I guarantee he thinks radio is this dinosaur that's about to die out anyway. That's what I think he thinks about it.
Well, but they have proposed fee increases for television as well, which fall in the same category. The revenue
stream.
Yeah, he's
not a broadcast person at all.
Ask Jennifer and me, we're in broadcast companies, how our revenue stream is. And then tell me it makes sense to increase the fees for the people that hold the licenses.
It's a good thing we have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, that's about right.
Now, are the NAB, National Association, of Broadcasters, are they fighting back on this?
Absolutely. All over the place. Yeah, they're going to slam them right now. You'll see a lot of negative press aimed at that. Also, over at the FAA, we do alphabetically backwards. Is there an FBB? I don't think so. There's an FAA, and then there's an FCC, and maybe there's an FDD. The dudes. Boeing. Ah, yes, the manufacturer of the 737 MAX is in the focus this week. You want to kick this off, Victoria?
Yes. So Boeing is going to start, once again, they're going to start test flights of the 737 MAX this week. And the FAA told Congress over the weekend that they've given the go-ahead for their own pilots to test out the model for certification
purposes.
That's
because none of the airline pilots will do it.
I don't blame them.
No, they're not going to.
Yeah.
American still maintains the pilot unions there says they're not flying these planes. So whatever the rest of the unions say. Anyway, we all know the history of the 737 MAX. What has been done? Boeing says they've done what to fix whatever the problem is?
They say they've done, right. So what happened was, because there has been so much happening in the world since the last time we really talked about the 737 MAX, the two crashes that followed, it was grounded in March of 2019. So it's been over a year now that the 737 MAX has been grounded. And that followed two crashes involving that same aircraft. 346 people were killed. Investigators at the time believed that the model's automatic stall prevention system is what led to both accidents. Boeing said they did the software update to fix it, but then they had other technical problems pop up while they were doing the new modification on the jets. So now we've got a mix of software and hardware that's not working correctly. So
the people in Europe are going to, they'll put the kibosh to this, because without changing the engines on the plane, they're not going to fix the problem. I've read that and seen that and heard that from any number of people who know what the real problem is. The engines are too powerful for the plane. And so the engineering mistakes and the culture of concealment that went on there, coupled with insufficient federal safety oversight, that led to the crashes you were just talking about. The House Transportation Committee has been watching this carefully, the engineering and regulatory lapses that took place. This is all on Boeing, but also on the government.
It's also
because
on
they,
the, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they basically told, Boeing said, we're just going to we're going to be our own oversight. Yeah. And our government said, okay, that sounds good.
Yeah. Nope. I noticed that, I haven't looked at the American website. One of the reasons that I didn't go to California last week was because I had to fly on 3 737s, and I never thought I'd say this, rather be on an Airbus.
Wow.
I'd rather be on a Boeing big plane than any other plane. I'd rather be on that new 787, which is a fabulous, fantastic airplane. The 777 has been around now for any number. I remember broadcasting. I was in Seattle. This is, heavens, 20-some-odd years ago. I was under the wing of the first certified 777 to come off the line the day that it did. I was in the building, and you want to have an experience, man. Take a tour of one of those buildings. They're huge, as you can imagine, and they're assembling 14 planes at a time in that building, and these 777s take up a lot of room. So it was really quite an experience, and to get to talk to the first pilot and to talk to the people that engineered the plane and put it in the sky was really a privilege that I was given on that day, and was something I'll never forget. And so you know that they can do it right because they have. Whether it's the leadership, I think they've changed leadership, haven't they, at Boeing? Finally, they got
twice,
rid of
I want to say.
Yeah, I think they have.
the CEO who was remained in charge through the crash and the crashes. And then blamed the pilots. I think that was sort of the end of him. And then I think there was someone else who moved into the position temporarily. And I thought maybe there was a woman in there somewhere, but I think it's different leadership now.
I don't know.
It's a shame because it's such a legacy brand. And
well,
legacy it is.
And my pursuit of being relentlessly positive as much as possible, I'd love to be able to promote one of the great American companies, the great American story. They've been responsible over the last 14, 15 years for exporting more in terms of dollars of American product than anything else. And so, you know,
this could be a great American company again. They had unfortunately, companies get too big.
Yeah.
Companies
mm-hmm.
get too big. They get too arrogant. They think they can just shortcut. And
mm-hmm. yep.
I don't know, probably a natural process to bring them back down a bit.
So I forgot to ask you, Jennifer, about your investment in the cruise industry, because
it's probably not great, but I'm going to hold on to it. It's a long-term stock.
Yeah, I think they pushed the sailing dates back, right?
They did.
It was supposed to be August, or it's not even 2020 anymore. Oh, okay.
Well, I think people are talk about personal
responsibility. The no sail order goes until September 15th.
Yeah, do you think you want to be on a cruise ship right now is the question.
No.
I think a lot of people will answer that with a no. I think cruise ships are already make people a little nervous because they're breeding grounds for stuff. So if people are trying to watch out for their welfare and the welfare of their family, especially older people who tend to cruise the most, then there's going to
be... I wonder, getting back to the mask argument for a minute, if people on these cruises would be better if there was any study done, or have they been closed down too long or for long enough a period of time for it to be irrelevant. One would wonder if, I'm trying to remember the last time there was a significant cruise sailing, and I don't remember, frankly, whether Carnival, Disney, Royal Caribbean, the Princess Cruise Lines, all these people have been evaluating and then reevaluating and then reevaluating again the situation, because you don't really know if people are going to respect. Can they make you on a cruise line? I suppose they can, right? They can make you wear, like they have to make you, if you want to get on an airplane, you got to wear the mask.
They throw you over.
They throw you out.
It's punishment. I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen in California next.
Throw them overboard.
Yeah.
There you go. There's a married couple in Virginia that has been arrested trying to flee the country after they illegally got $1.5 million in federal funds meant for struggling businesses because of the epidemic. Monica Magdalena Jaworski and her husband Tariq Jafar arrested at JFK for this scam. They were buying, they paid for one-way tickets to Poland in cash. Okay. Prosecutors allege they filed 18 different loan applications under the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP, using bogus IRS forms to claim they were supporting a lot of employees. They were approved for four loans totaling $1.45 million, but the investigation revealed the businesses they didn't even exist. The Small Business Administration went after them. A couple bought the plane tickets. This is very interesting. The fund...
Yeah, they bought their one-way tickets as soon as prosecutors said, hey, can you come in for an interview?
Yeah, right, exactly. See you later. 20
sure,
years
we'll
of the slammer for them. See you. Today is International Asteroid Day. Founded.
You're a real asteroid.
Thank you, Jennifer. I love you, too. Why don't you say that to your next-door neighbor? Hello, today is National Asteroid Day. Are you going to enjoy yourself?
It's all about you, pal.
Yes. Anyway, this was founded about 5-6 years ago after the release of the film 51 Degrees North, which explores what would happen if an asteroid were to strike London. The film's creative team, many of them were scientists, by the way, wanted to raise more awareness about the threat of asteroids to Earth and how we can help protect ourselves. One of the things I talked about yesterday, Jen, when you weren't here, was the origin of a lot of these viruses and bacteria, whether you realize it or not, because there are millions of asteroids in space that are small enough, they sometimes get burned up in the atmosphere, but some of them make it through. And scientists have discovered that there is a lot of activity that would be described as bacteriological or viral, that lives, you know, these things, this viral stuff especially, is not necessarily something that actually lives, breathes, like bacteria lives and breathes. Viral stuff doesn't, but it can last on the asteroids. These chips of stone from planets that have exploded long ago travel through the universe. These things survive. So when they land, they make it through the our atmosphere and they land on the planet someplace. Whatever is on them gets loose and starts wandering around. Wandering is a visual term, but you get the point, moving around. So scientists are working to increase the rate of asteroid discovery to 100,000 a year. But can you imagine how many of these things are hitting the Earth and what they have on them? We are here as the guests of the viruses and the bacteria, believe it or like it or not. And so that's... a little more info about International Asteroid Day, which is today. Speaking of today, what do we have on television either today or tonight that you want to have us excited about?
Well, a couple of things. National Geographic has a special called Lost on Everest. It's a mystery in exploration. There were some British mountain climbers who were lost on Everest to tell their story on National Geographic. That's tonight at 9 o'clock. Also tonight, you've got The World of Dance on NBC. That's new at 10 o'clock. Counting On, the season premiere on TLC. It's an episode showing how the Duggars have handled the pandemic. Can't wait to see that.
Oh, God.
That's at 9 o'clock.
Are they pumping out?
And on the USA Network, they're home, so they have plenty of time. The USA Network, yeah. Dirty John, the Betty Broderick story, that happens at 10 o'clock.
All right. So that's the story. There's plenty to do or not to do. It depends on your discretionary time. Watching the tuber is kind of a fun thing to do. I like it for relaxation. 49, almost 50 past, 10 before the new hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Tech Talk time is 53 past the hour here on the Tuesday DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to get started with those of you who are video streamers paying attention to what Victoria has with Disney, ESPN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, the video streaming services, they used to come with a free trial period for new subscribers, but Disney has pulled the plug on that practice. New subscribers are now on the hook for subscription fees from day one. And this is all coming just ahead of the 4th of July holiday. That includes the Disney Plus premiere of the Broadway phenomenon, Hamilton, which a lot of people are talking about. A lot of people can't wait to watch this. So no free trials if you want to see Hamilton. Just like the Broadway tickets themselves, they are very pricey. You will pay full price. So Disney didn't actually announce an end to this free trial practice. Instead, it was actually a tech website that noticed the change in the fine print dating back to June 19th, saying that the free trials are ending this week. And so it appears to also have taken place for ESPN Plus services, which is owned by Disney. And ESPN Plus has the 30 for 30s that a lot of people love, which are really well done documentaries that they do. And so ESPN Plus also used to come with the free trial, no more. And they also Hulu is also owned by Disney, and they're under the same big umbrella. Now, the good news is, if you like Hulu, Hulu is still continuing to offer a free full month of free access. So for new subscribers. So if you have people in your house, and I know a lot of people do this, everybody signs up for their own account when the trial ends, and you can, you know, eke out 4 or 5 free months of Hulu. Disney Plus now has 54.5 million subscribers, and that's only 6 months after their launch. It's been very successful. The Mandalorian, the Star Wars series, was a huge part of Disney Plus's massive success. And ESPN Plus has just about 8 million subscribers, and Hulu has 28.8 million. And they've been building that up over the past few years. So Hulu, like I said, if you want to get a free trial, if you're thinking about it, I would do it now, because just in case Disney says, you know, we don't need to have Hulu free trials anymore either, get in there and get your free trial before you have to pay for the bundle.
There you go. Starlink is working to blanket the earth with the internet. Let's find out how that's going to work.
The Geek Out. You obviously know about Elon Musk's electric cars and his spacecrafts, but did you know he also has a company very close to providing high-speed internet to everyone? It's called Starlink, and recently they began to accept applications for early testing of their constellation of low-orbit satellites, providing what is promised to be gigabit bandwidth. Starlink's plan is to put thousands of these tiny little satellites into space, but it orbits much lower than your typical satellite. The combined coverage, in theory, provides best-in-class speeds, but to anywhere on Earth. It is in the very early stages, and there's a fair amount of concern and controversy over the plan, but you can sign up and read more at links we've tweeted about Starlink at The Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, Victoria, what is Sephora and what's going on there?
Sephora is one of, well, you know what Sephora is, the Sephora stores, right? The makeup stores.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that I expected to be shopped in them.
I don't use myself.
But Sephora is they are the largest makeup brand of stores that sells lots of other brands of makeup. So they're the latest company to enable Instagram's instant shopping feature. This is dangerous for people like me who like to shop online. And when you don't even need to leave Instagram, that's where it gets dangerous. So they're joining names like Adidas and Zara and Uniqlo. And basically, you can, if you're on Sephora's Instagram page, shop for whatever products you want. You don't even need to leave Instagram. You go right through the checkout process on Instagram, proceed to your payment, and then you can go right back to swiping through pictures on Instagram. So you can also get Sephora perks when you shop on Instagram. You earn points on your purchases. They have the same easy returns and client service. And this is obviously part of the growing shift to facilitate shopping through social media. Plus, our phones continue to be more of a shopping tool than ever before. 72% of consumers in a new study use mobile devices to shop in stores. So they're shopping online, but they're doing it on their phone, not through a desktop. And it's for good reason. Right now, with everything going on with the pandemic, 24% of people surveyed said that they don't feel comfortable going into a mall for at least another 6 months. So this is smart on Sephora's part and smart on Instagram's part. They've got all the big brands. More than 80 brands will be on the Sephora Instagram.
Wow. All right, so there's another interesting how that business blends with technology and makes it better. It is a new world order, no question about that. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here at 15.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.